That was good. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12. I'd like to consider one verse of Scripture this morning, verse 3. Proverbs 12, 3. Before we begin, let's again ask our Lord's blessing. Our Father, Lord, You, in the Holy Scriptures, by the Spirit of God, commanded us to pray without ceasing. Ask, and it'll be given. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, it'll be opened. Lord, this morning we ask and seek and knock and admit, Lord, in the only way we know how, trying to ask, trying to seek, trying to knock. Lord, would You do for us what we cannot do for ourselves? Would You reveal the Lord Jesus Christ, what's in His name we pray. Amen. Since man's fall in the garden, man by nature has always ignorantly, blindly thought that he could make himself a covering before God. He's always thought that. That's what Adam and Eve did. They got him a fig leaf, and they thought, well, I can cover myself with God. And the reason that they think that is because the life of Christ is not in the unregenerate. He thinks in an opposite way from what God reveals in His Word. Romans 1:21 says, because that when they knew God, now every man, every woman born in Adam has a consciousness to know that there is a God. Now they know that, Neil. That when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. They weren't even thankful that they even knew that there was a God. Man's not thankful because he knows that. The devil knows that there is God. Not thankful for that. But became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, was obscured, and they wandered in darkness, is what it is. They became darkened. They just wander in darkness, see? And they find a little religion, and they sounds good to me. Why do some believe that you can speak in some gibberish, and that's evidence of salvation? And why do some believe that what you have to do is walk down an aisle and shake a man's hand and recite what he said, and that's salvation? Why do some believe that if a man takes you, and if that man takes you and puts you in water, that's salvation? Why do you think that? Because their minds are darkened. It sounds right. It sounds good. It's just not according to Scripture. Having, Ephesians 4:18, the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their heart. Obviously, men are ignorant. That's what the Scripture says. But what is the heart? What is the very heart? What's the very essence? What's the bottom line? What is the foundation of ignorance? What is it? What is the very heart of ignorance? Here's what it is. Proverbs 12:3. A man shall not be established by wickedness. Now there's where it is right there. Man, by nature, is ignorant of this point. A man shall not be established by wickedness. He shall not be fixed, secure, or prepared before God Almighty by his wicked act. That's what it is. Unless the Spirit of God gives a man a new heart to know better, a man will just continue to wander in wickedness, in darkness, in rebellion. This is what man by nature thinks. I can be established by wickedness. He doesn't call it wickedness. He calls it righteousness. He thinks that he's righteous in himself. Boy, I tell you, if somebody ever would ask, what do you guys believe over there at Katy Baptist Church? This is what we believe. That a man cannot be established before God by anything that the man himself does. He cannot. What do you believe? We believe that God saves according to his purpose and will and grace. God satisfies himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's going to deal with men. He's going to deal with men. And for those that he's everlastingly loved, he sent his only begotten Son into this world, made in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he knew no sin. And God dealt with all of his people in mercy and grace by dealing with one man, the man Christ Jesus. Behold the man. God's going to deal. And he established righteousness before God himself. The Father, the law, he established righteousness by being righteous. He walked in obedience. And the righteousness that he earned before God Almighty, that very righteousness, God imputes, he charges to their account his righteousness. Is my righteousness. And I'm not established by my wickedness. I'm not established by my free will. I'm not established by my works. I believe God. I want to believe God. I think I've got enough sense to know I must believe God. I must. I don't have any hope apart from that. Man desires to gain for himself a permanent resting place and a right standing before God Almighty. But because his heart is dead toward God, that unregenerate heart fails to realize that life without Christ, and I'm not talking about, well, but I accepted him. No, but then you're resting in your acceptance. Well, I'm saved because I believe. That still works. You believe because God saved you. And you don't look to your faith as the source of your salvation. It's the effect of your salvation. You say, well, we're just mincing words. No, it's the difference in works and grace. That's why men can talk so much. They use the word grace. They use the word grace. But listen to what they say. if you believe that you've been established because of your faith, then what you've got to say is that work of righteousness, and the Scripture says, not by works of righteousness that we've done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. The first time the word wickedness, man shall not be established by wicked, the first time that wickedness is set forth in the Scriptures, Genesis 6:5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Isn't it amazing that God would actually reveal that to you? Because by nature, man just does not think that every imagination of his heart is evil continually. He just doesn't think that. I'm not saying, man says, I'm not saying that I don't think some bad things every once in a while, but you cannot be serious, man would say, in thinking that every imagination of the heart is evil continually. Almighty God dealt with the wickedness of man and revealed it in the ark. God dealt with wickedness. He dealt with evil. On some, apart from the ark, the wrath of Almighty God, pictured in the rain, fell on them personally and they died. But in beautiful type, those in the ark, the wrath of God fell on them too. But that wrath fell on them in a substitute. And they survived. And the ark took the brunt. Beautiful picture of substitution. Wickedness. That which is contrary to righteousness. I know just enough to know that I don't think. I don't act. I don't walk in myself as I ought. But thanks be unto God. Here's the comfort. When I stop and I just realize God is dealing with me in a substitute. God is dealing with me in Christ. And I can settle down. I'm still grieved when I see what I am. I know I've got, I think, enough spiritual sense and insight to know a man shall not be established by wickedness. I know that. Wickedness is that very being of a man without Christ. Concerning the enemies, those left to themselves, Psalm 5:9 says, for there is no faithfulness, no establishment. Look that word up. There's no faith, there's no faithfulness, there's no establishment in their mouth. Their inward part, that is their heart, their wicked heart, is very wickedness. We've said before, let God be true. Let every man be a liar. The very heart of a man apart from Christ is wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. It's a grave. Just an open grave. And they flatter with their tongue. They smooth. That's what it means. They smooth. Isn't man deceitful? I'm okay. Everything's fine. I've established, you know, things before the Lord. Man will lie to himself. The heart is desperately wicked, deceitful above all things. Who can know it? A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. The firmness, the permanentness, the root, the foundation of the righteous, not going anywhere. It's right here that we find all of the stability for the righteous. Those who are righteous in Christ, not in themselves, they shall not slip, they shall not fall, they shall not waver. Because the root of the righteous, Christ Himself, He is the root. I'm not the root. If I'm anything, I'm the branch grafted into the root, to the trunk, to the stability, to the firmness Himself. What does God say concerning the root of the righteous? Look at Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. This is what God says about the root of the righteous. Christ Himself, Isaiah 53:1. Who hath believed our report? Who's believed our doctrine? Who's believed the hearing that we preach? Who has believed? To whom is the arm of the Lord, the power of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness when we shall see him. There's no beauty that we should desire. And he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, he hath borne our griefs, carry our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. Who is the root of the righteous? It's Christ Himself. The root out of dry ground. Who's believed it? Those to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed. Those to whom the Lord has given eyes to see. Lowly did He come into this world. Tender plant. Root out of dry ground. His appearance was one of poverty. We know who this is. That's Joseph, Mary's boy. He's just a carpenter. Who do you say that I am, Peter? You're the Christ. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. Who do you believe He is? Who do I believe He is? If I could say that He's the Christ, flesh and blood did not reveal that to me. And I need to be reminded of that every day. It is sad. Somehow I forget. I learned this truth years ago, and I remember this. I was taught this, and I remember. If He wouldn't reveal this to me again right now, I wouldn't remember that. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord, help me to remember right now. I need faith right now. Faith cometh. Faith is continual. Faith is absolutely now. Not faith that I had when I started preaching this morning. I need faith now. Faith cometh by hearing. And the hearing by the Word of God, the hearing of the voice of the shepherd. I need to hear Him now. believers taught that, the more they know something of their absolute need of Him. I need for Christ Himself to reveal concerning Him no form, comeliness, no beauty, rejected by men. The Lord said, My kingdom was not of this world, but this was God's land. And the world esteemed Him not. Do they esteem Him today? No. They have no earthly idea what's going on. Well, all things are just like they've always been, you know. It just... But this was the one that bore our griefs, carried our sorrows. This is the one that the Father looked at. This is the one that the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." You hear Him. Stricken of God, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was on Him. Oh, may I remember that afresh today. With His stripes, with His bruising, we're healed. Branches, rooted, grounded. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord by faith, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Because He lives, we live too. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. As He is in this world, so are we. Oh, may God grant me fresh, living faith from above to believe it and to rejoice in it. For Christ's sake and for my good and the good of all of His people.